Okay, Yeshayahu, we're up to what they call the 24th chapter, the 12th pasuk. Nish'al ba'ir shama. What remains in the city is desolation. Shmama is like the word shimama. Notice the dot in the mem, right? That dot very often connotes the letter could have been doubled. Shimama means desolation. Nish'al ba'ir shama. In the dot in the mem. See? Ushia yukat shal. Ushia. There's going to be desolation. There's going to be destruction. And yukat shal. All the happiness we described earlier is going to cease. And the city will be destroyed completely. And Yukat Shar, the gate will be cut to pieces, will be totally destroyed. That's part of the indication that the enemy can enter at their will. And it's also an indication that no one's left to guard the city. That's it. The gates are down. Kicho, remember we're describing Israel. Kicho yiyeh. Bekerev haaretz, betoch haamim. This is what's going to happen with the remnant of Israel. There will be a small remnant that will last in exile among the nations. Kinokev zayit, keolelot, im kalavatzir. How many people will remain after this destruction? It will be kinokev Zayit, like when you cut down the fruit of a tree, so there's very few fruit left after you take it down. Ke'oleilot, when you've cut down all the grapes you want to harvest, so then in kalavatzia, when you conclude the harvest, there are a few sour grapes, there are a few grapes that weren't worth spending your time on, what's called oleilot, those grapes that were not fully formed. So that's what remains in Kalavatzil when you conclude the harvest. So Hashem says, this is what's going to be in the land. The nation won't remain in the land, but rather they will be exiled among the nations. And here, there are two interpretations how to read the pasuk. One, the way I just said. The second is that the Navi is actually telling us there will be two places where the Jews will remain. Bekerev haaretz, there will be Jews in the land of Israel, and there will be betoch haamim, Jews scattered among the nations. There will be very, very few. One will remain from each family. Two will remain from a city. You'll have very few remnants. You know, the was it the Vizhnitzer or the Belzer Rebbe? Who was the last remnant, the Belzer Rebbe. He was the only nephew left from a huge family. You're talking about 10, 15 kids in each one has 10 or 15 kids, and they're all gone. So you have one from a family.
Look at him now, so the biggest
city in the world. Yeah. So that's, but where were we? The Navi describes that there'll be very few. You'll have one out of a whole city left. Hey, yes? It's a good question. Remind me to check.
It's a long way. Everywhere.
Well, no, it has halachic implications, so it's actually discussed. Remind me to check, okay?
When?
Maybe after class. Well, I'll try. If I can find it quickly, I'll try after class. Yeah?
When you said Bekerev Haaretz, Betoch Haamim are two separate things, or can be interpreted as two separate things. I just noticed in the translation they didn't interpret it like that. But do the Tamei HaMikra give any more information, additional information yet?
So the Tamei HaMikra is, there's a comma between Bekerv Haaretz and Betoch HaAmim. Bekerv Haaretz is a tipcha. It's read, Kicho Yiyeh Bekerv Haaretz Betoch HaAmim. So now the question is, does that comma tell me that Betoch HaAmim defines Bekerv Haaretz or gives me an alternate to Bekerv Haaretz? Can be understood either way. Pasuk Yud Daled. Hey ma yisu kolam yaronu. Those few that will remain, so they will raise their voice and they will give song. That huge redemption we learned earlier, that's going to be experienced by a few. The majority won't make it. Bigon Adonai Tzahalu Miyam. They will call out and they will make a greater noise than they had made by the sea at the time of the redemption from Egypt. Bigon Hashem, with the rulership of Hashem that will be reinstated, Tzahalu, they will rejoice, they will give a hooray, they will give praise, Miyam, a greater praise than the sea, which is a reference to the praise that Am Yisrael gave when they crossed the sea with the splitting of the sea as they left Egypt. Right.
So in the future we will compose a new song? Or another song?
Yeah. Food for thought.
It will be part of something new?
Torah doesn't change, but the Torah does tell us we have a responsibility when great things happen to give thanks. You see, after Hanukkah, which was the last rabbinic institution, you see, we did have institutions. Frankfurt had a Frankfurt Purim of Frankfurt that they were once saved on, and many cities had their day of celebrating, thanking Hashem that they were saved. So we do have this responsibility, and according to the Chasam Sofer, it's even a biblical responsibility that we derive a kal v'chomer from Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, "Uma hasa mishibud l'geula." If over there, when we left Egypt, technically they weren't trying to kill us out, they weren't trying to annihilate us, they were trying to enslave us. So if we gave song then that we left enslavement, so then the more so we should give song when we go mimavet nechaim, from death to life. The Gemara says a fortiori, a kal v'chomer, and based on that the Gemara says they should have instituted Hallel on Purim, and we have Hallel on Hanukkah. Okay, Hanukkah might be a little different.
That's a crazy question. Say, reciting Hallel on Yom HaTzimut, or?
I was waiting for someone to bring that up. Right. Okay. We have to discuss that. We'll go over to the run.